From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, cleanup efforts begin after a massive fuel spill in Alaska's Aleutian Islands. But first, today President Bush named Deputy Treasury Secretary Samuel Bodman to be his choice for the new Energy Secretary. It's the latest headline in a busy week in which Congress passed an intelligence reform bill, and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld faced tough questions about equipping the U.S. military. Earlier, I spoke with NPR's senior correspondent Juan Williams, and he began by explaining why intelligence reform faced an uphill battle in the House.
Well, I think it really was a matter of the 80 House Republicans saying to the White House, "Not so fast, buddy. We have some concerns." You saw Jim Sensenbrenner have objections about licenses that were given to illegal immigrants. Many of the people who were involved in the 9/11 attacks had licenses. He wants to make sure that doesn't happen.
Driver's licenses.
Yes. And a more serious concern came from Duncan Hunter of the Armed Services Committee chairman. Hunter said that there was a possibility that the military would lose control of satellites in the course of military operations. So there were all sorts of turf battles. But what's really peculiar about this, Noah, is it was largely among Republicans. And for the White House, for President Bush, this presents a new dilemma, a new dynamic. How does he deal with opposition within his own party? And that's really, it really could be a forecast of things and issues to come in the next term.
Well, he does get this passed, though, and at week's end, he's got to be pleased about this, President Bush.
Oh, I think he is pleased. But again, you know, it exposed the limits of his power and it exposed this new dynamic in which he's got to deal with really a group of defense hawks, religious activists, economic conservatives, as he looks towards a second-term agenda.
Speaking of exposure, we have some disgruntlement among the troops exposed quite publicly in Kuwait. I mentioned Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld was there on Wednesday. He was talking with U.S. troops at a news conference in Kuwait, a meeting there, and he gave this response to a soldier. This has been played all over, and it's going to continue to be played for a long time. A soldier wanted to know why U.S. forces were having to go to the landfills to get metal and glass parts to armor their, up armor their vehicles.
You go to war with the army you have, not the army you might want or wish to have at a later time.
And Juan, as you know, Secretary Rumsfeld said, look, about this and other matters, I'm an old man, it's early in the morning, give me some time here. Very awkward moment.
Oh, I think it really was. And I think, you know, it was supposed to be a celebration and, you know, boosting the morale of the troops. And suddenly he had the Kane Mutiny on his hands. And I think it got back to the White House and to President Bush, and they weren't too pleased either. And there's a lot of pressure on Secretary Rumsfeld. He's one of the people that had to struggle to stay, was asked to stay by the president, but there's lots of concern about exactly where he's leading the military. He's all about trying to redesign the military to make it more mobile, faster, to undo some of the big armaments and contracts that have been in place. But when it comes to management of this war in Iraq and even Afghanistan, there are lots of people with lots of criticism, even within the Republican Party. So again, we come back to Republican dominance in Washington, the White House, the Congress and the Senate, but gosh, it looks as if there are many voices with many different agendas, and Rumsfeld is right at the top there when it comes to concern about how the war is being managed.
We mentioned the one change in the cabinet, the Department of Energy, but what do you make of how things are settling down there? It appears to be over, the changes.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Other than President Nixon, this has been the biggest turnover for a second term in American history, Noah. You've had when Anthony Principi, who was the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, resigned, he became the ninth cabinet secretary to leave. Who's staying? Well, it's Transportation Secretary Norm Mineta, Labor Secretary Elaine Chao, the Interior Secretary Gail Norton, and the Housing and Urban Development Secretary Alfonso Jackson. They'll all be staying in place. And this week we had John Snow, the Treasury Secretary, asked to stay as well. And as we mentioned, Rumsfeld is staying. But other than that, it's been a tremendous turnover, and it'll be interesting to see what this means. For the most part, the word around is President Bush has consolidated support, put his loyalists in place. Everybody is really based from the White House. They're all tied into Bush. They don't have separate power bases in the way that Secretary Colin Powell over at State Department, you know, was a very popular guy outside of his affiliation with President Bush. None of that. Now it's all Bush loyalists. And again, it's as if the president's trying to rein in all the divergent voices that existed within his party.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, he joins us every week on Day to Day to talk about the world of politics in Washington. Thank you, Juan.
You're welcome, Noah.